Have you ever thought about opening a retail store? All summer long, some Milwaukee business owners have been getting the opportunity to test out having a physical store free of charge. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, the program is called Pop-Up Milwaukee, and it's helped 13 minority entrepreneurs test out their dreams.
There's a lot that goes into deciding to open up a brick-and-mortar store, finding the perfect location. Should you rent or buy the facility? Will people support you? Tiffany Miller says that, unfortunately, there's a stigma attached to Black business owners, especially in this city.
That we're not providing a high-quality product, or we don't come through on our promises. Like, anything negative about a business that can be said, that's what society tells us about our business, which isn't a fair or true reflection of what we actually do.
Miller is owner of a company called Fly Blooms. She makes everything from clutch handbags to earrings to lapel pins. She also makes flowers for your hair, and she's always wearing one herself.
My flowers are inspired by Billie Holiday, believe it or not. I love how she just represents femininity, that boldness in her lyricism, and my flowers represent that with the various color combinations as well as the touch of vintage buttons.
Miller's flowers, just like the rest of her work, are vibrant in color. She is one of 19 small business owners who applied and were selected to take part in Pop-Up Milwaukee this summer. The retail space that she's sharing with three other Black women entrepreneurs is located at the corner of Vail R. Phillips and North Avenues. Beth Haskovich focuses on commercial corridor revitalization for LISC Milwaukee. It's one of the organizations behind Pop-Up Milwaukee. The program is targeting three historic corridors in Lindsay Heights and on King Drive and Cesar Chavez Drive. They take empty storefronts and turn them into retail space. Program participants are then allowed to use the space free of charge for a month. Haskovich says the goal is twofold.
One is finding startups that have done some work and have started to build their business and their brand, but really are looking for an opportunity to level up as a business. And then also filling our corridors, so helping recruit businesses to the corridors, starting to build relationships with the bids and some new business owners that could potentially be long-term tenants within the bids.
Haskovich says LISC's involvement in Pop-Up Milwaukee was spurred by all the developments happening in downtown Milwaukee.
Realizing that investment is going to spread to the neighborhoods near downtown, and we need to spend some time investing, especially in business owners of color, so that we can build their businesses to stay in those neighborhoods so they aren't displaced by all of the investment and energy that's happening downtown, especially with the new arena.
Back in the retail space being occupied by Fly Blooms, Tiffany Miller says she hopes to have a permanent space to house and sell her goods.
And I would love to have a brick and mortar on MLK Drive. It's like the heart of the city for me, and why not? I'm from Milwaukee. I grew up in the Sherman Park neighborhood. I currently live in the historic Cold Spring Park neighborhood, but it's something about the North Avenue and MLK corridor that is unique as Bronzeville.
And Miller says that space wouldn't just be for her. She's currently selling products ranging from body creams to jewelry made by 10 African-American women. She would love to partner with them at their own location.
I strongly believe that if I win, my sister can win, and we can all win, and everybody in my shop has made a sale or two or five or 20 and has made money. That was my goal.
The Fly Blooms pop-up shop will be in business through September 16th. While Miller won't have a storefront after that, she'll continue selling online. The organizations behind Pop-Up Milwaukee are working to secure funding that would allow the program to continue. LaToya Dennis, 89.7, Milwaukee's NPR.